Sister Carolyn Gornik-Kupkowski, a Benedictine sister of Erie, Pennsylvania, has been a retreat leader and spiritual animator for more than 30 years. Welcome to her conversations and interactive reflections on creation spirituality. May they deepen your love affair with creation and lead you to meet God, self, and others through a new lens. Learn more about the Benedictine Sisters of Erie at eriebenedictines.org.
Not by bread alone is the theme I've chosen for today's podcast. Most of us have heard that saying. True, living is not all about bread alone. So much more in all the fields of art, science, religion, you name it, form the totality of life. But in the field of food, of cooking, bread, and all it represents is clearly very important, though not standing alone, even in its own field. I know bread and all it represents. It's very important personally for me. I'm a type 2 diabetic and I need to choose wisely when it comes to food, especially the breads. And living in a monastery where baking fresh breads is a long-standing tradition, I know the symbolism it evokes. Sharing the breads, along with our monastic lives, for sure, form the essence of what we call Benedictine hospitality. Now, earlier in my own life, I have experienced the joy of bread baking. The journey began as a child at Grandma's house, where I saw firsthand the art of bread baking. Totally blind, following an unsuccessful cataract surgery, Grandma did not stop doing what her mother must have taught her. Her hands remembered the art long after her eyesight failed. We both smelled the work of her hands and tasted its goodness. I promised myself then that I would learn this art of bread baking, no matter the cost, and I did. After numerous attempts over several years, I succeeded. And along with others in my community, I was as good as most of them. And all of us ranked first in the daily blessing of bread and eating our own homemade breads. Now, no one can forget our recently deceased sister Irene Warshall, the finest bread baker of all. She too had lost her sight. Well, not totally, though shadows were the extent of her vision. About 4 a.m., Irene was already mixing the flour and the ingredients for the batches of bread, dozens of breads. For you see, Irene sold the breads from the back door of the kitchen. Businesses, as well as families, would order multiple loaves for special occasions and events. People of Erie knew where you could buy the best of breads. We truly mourned Irene's death, for she was a saint among us. Secretly, I'm sure several of us were thinking, who will bake the breads? But first, a brief introduction. Her name is Kathy Bliss, and today is her 60th birthday. We first met in 1999 when we worked together at Glenodo Conference Center, located across the highway from the monastery. Kathy worked in the kitchen. Being a cook for well over 100 children who enjoyed Glenodo during the summer season was no easy feat. Campers loved this spot adjacent to Lake Erie, so attendance was always high with both resident and day campers. Kathy's smile was ever present. She a joy to behold, especially when times were rough, like when it rained for 4 out of the 6 available camping days. I don't know if you remembered that, Kathy. But it wasn't only summer camping time, because the center was open year-round for others to rent our property. And she was with us for it all, many years. I want you to meet Kathy Bliss, our dear friend and colleague. Welcome, Kathy. How were those Glenoto days for you?
Glenoto days were one of my favorites. We did have very many sunny days as well as rainy days.
That's right. You are right.
I made a lot of good friends at Glenoto. Shirley was a great boss, and we had some great volunteers as well that worked in the kitchen. Some of them were sister's moms. Sister Helen's mom worked
That's
in the kitchen.
That's right.
And there was a few other senior citizens that worked in the kitchen.
Yeah. Good for you for remembering that.
I'm not sure I remember their names right now, but Sister Helen's mom was there, I remember.
Yeah. But you're serving food now here at the community, and you began at the Mount in 2002. That was quite a while ago. So what brought you here? What is it with you being a part of our Benedictine family? Hmm. How did you get here?
Well, Glenoto did close for summer camp, and I had been working in my children's school as during the school year, cooking lunches, and they were both going into high school, and so I needed full-time employment. And so Glenoto was my summer job when I worked at their school during the school year. So I applied for the job, and Sister Justina interviewed me, and here I am 19 years later.
Yeah, 19 years plus all those years at Glenoto.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been with us for a long time. But it's a connection with Irene that I'm interested in, because mm-hmm. you knew Sister Irene when those breads began to happen. I know you weren't the only one that makes bread even now, but you did start making. The connection with Irene when you were baking, when you had some of those recipes, you know, how did that feel to you? What was your connection with Irene?
Oh, I used to watch Irene all the time. She just, it was just so natural to her. She just knew what to do. I was just in awe of her. My mom was a bread baker as well, and it was just a natural thing to her, and I was in awe. And she was very easy to talk to as well, mm-hmm. and I would always ask her questions. But still, yeast bread is very intimidating to me, even still. But she did also a lot of quick breads, and I'm still more comfortable doing quick breads.
But you make her dill bread. That's my favorite,
yes.
because I love dill.
Mm-hmm. That is one of my favorites as well.
What are your favorite? Right. And you said that's not really a yeast bread?
Yes, that is a yeast bread, but it doesn't take lard. It has cottage cheese in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
the first I heard that.
Yeah, it has cottage cheese.
But Irene used lard a lot, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she did. She had a big paddle that she used to scoop the big 50-pound cube of lard that she used to get.
And she couldn't see.
Nope. Sister Irene had the softest hands in the community.
She
all that lard that she had dealt with.
Yes,
Irene
she
handled every day.
So when you were actually, did you have any kind of sense of Irene when you first began to make some of her quick breads?
Yeah, I mean, you just observed the different ways she did things, and you know, it just sort of.
And that was now in. It was like her legacy was being passed on to you.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so.
Yeah, we who eat your breads, Kathy, we know so. But I wondered, did you ever imagine working for the Benedictines for all these years? And why do you continue to do so?
Well, I think that there's just a sense of family. You know, I've gotten some good friends here. The sisters have become good friends. You know, I've actually gotten, you know, pretty attached to a few sisters, you know, and a lot of sisters who, you know, over 19 years, you even grow attached sometimes.
Exactly.
To a few, and, you know, that.
You know, not so long ago, Kathy, when several of us had the virus, and remember when the National Guards came?
Mm-hmm.
They were here for a week. And one of the questions that I asked one of the guards persons was this: what did you expect when you came here? And I asked him, did it change any of the images that you held of the sisters? And I wish you could see the expression that I saw on his face. And, well, of course, a face half covered by a mask and a shield. But his eyes just opened and said, "For sure." He said, "This is the most welcome we have felt." Now, they only stuck around for a week, and you were here for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder if it changed any of the things that you carried about how sisters were, or, you know, what kind of lot were we? Might you want to comment on that?
Oh, I don't know. I just, you know, when you're here as many hours as I am, and many of us are, you just grow relationships and friendships.
But you've seen a lot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because the human condition is the human condition. And, you know, the diversity of the sisters, I like to say, is our strength and our virtue. And sometimes it's what gets us into trouble, and we wish we were in hermits.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like I'm some of their moms, too.
You know? Yes, of course.
Because you learn people's likes and dislikes.
And you're certainly an insider, but you're certainly an objective person where somebody can, you know, tell or release from them. And you hold that, I know, all in confidence, Kathy. I can't begin to thank you for. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Well, and I appreciate, you know, I feel taken in by the sisters as well. You know, they... You know, when my own mom was very ill and passed away, you know, they've been a real support system for me as well. You know, been there for me in good times and bad as well. You know, they've been a family to me as well as the other way around. So,
you know, that is so true what you're saying, because that's the basis of community, is relationships. And the image of bread that we're focusing on today, the sacrament of bread, the blessing of bread, and the sharing of bread is the Christ within us and among us. It's a holy experience, even in an ordinary day, with bread toasted for breakfast. So that's why I really want to say, not by bread alone do we live. We live by that spirit. But the bread is an important, important symbol of that Christ among us. Before we leave, Kathy, I do want to affirm your kindness and your attentiveness to the special needs and requests of the sisters. It's very evident. So I know and I hear that you're saying you do experience the gratitude we feel. So you are indeed friend, and you are sister to us all. And a very special 60th happy birthday, Kathy. You deserve the very best. Thank you.
Sister Carolyn on Creation Spirituality is brought to you by the Benedictine Sisters of Erie. Visit eriebenedictines.org to learn more about the impact of Benedictine spirituality in our world, and to offer your financial support that helps make our outreach possible.